This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all, actually.
There's no way they'll keep Dilfer over the opportunity to get him.
This is The Joe Gaither Show on BamaCentral.com.
Da-dum.
Good morning, Tuscaloosa. Internet world, West Alabama. How we doing today on a Tuesday? Huge Tuesday on The Joe Gaither Show. You guys are watching us on the Bama Central YouTube channel. You're checking us out on Facebook, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Red Circle, everywhere you get your podcasts. You can find The Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. We're going to have a great day today live in the Derek Daniel State Farm Studios. You can find us right off McFarland Boulevard. Call Derek for all of your insurance needs. We're going to have Theo next week tell us about how much money he saved Theo on his car insurance yesterday. So that'll be great. We cannot wait for that. We are live here in the Derek Daniel Studios calling for your home, life, auto, renter's insurance needs. Really everything in the insurance realm. You can call them at 205-758-3391. Like a good neighbor, Derek Daniel is there. Call and see how much Derek can save you today. We're going to have a lot of fun today talking quarterbacks as Alabama has a quarterback name. Mm-hmm. Alabama and Boston College both named a quarterback. And you guys know that we are also a small part of the Boston College on SI website as well with the Walsh Writing Network. We do Alabama, Missouri, Vanderbilt, and Boston College. We're only going to talk about Boston College because of AI quarterback being named the starting quarterback for the Eagles. Former Alabama quarterback Dylan Lonergan as well. So we'll lead the show with Dylan Lonergan, and we might talk about Ty Simpson. That sounds like the point, right? That's cool with me.
No. We will talk about Ty Simpson being named his starter. Rub it in Mason's face a little bit. Have a little fun with it. And we'll kind of decide. I mean, we've been doing it all summer because
my opportunity to be vindicated is still here.
Yes. Yes, it is. It comes in.
They still have to play a football
comes
game.
In 19 days. 19 more days of Mason waiting and watching, I guess, taking it. And then we'll see on that Saturday what is real and what is fake.
We already know exactly what it's going to be. We've been saying it for 6 weeks now. I told my friends last night, 12 for 18, 160 yards and a touchdown. Bama will win by 17, and this fan base will lose their minds.
Roll Tide, roll, baby. 1-0 down in Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that Dulcet.
Woo!
Yeah, absolutely.
Against a team that was 2-10 last year.
That dulcet voice you hear and the beautiful face you see is Mason Woods. You can follow him at MAWoods_ on the Twitter machine. Oh, and put this on your notes. Don't let me forget. We need a Cam Ward report by the end of the from Friday. The Titans fan friend that I have, my girlfriend, she said, "Oh, we got killed on Friday night." So you can, yeah, no. But the Packers got killed on Friday night, and that does matter, right? Loss of the Jets. Justin Fields getting his revenge. But we're going to talk about Ty Simpson pretty much most of the day. Yep. And we're going to talk about him being named the starter. We'll revisit Saturday scrimmage. We'll highlight Theo Fernandez's article on BamaCentral.com. You all saw the summer where it was him, LT Overton. It was him, Tim Keenan, Wilkin Formby, little Geno Vandermark. They're all like sitting there like tough guys, like they just came out of a battle, but they were hunting. And so Theo asked about all that at the media days and got a great little article up on BamaCentral.com. I hope you guys all check that out. But then we'll talk basically just some Alabama football, a little Dylan Lonergan, a little Cam Ward. We'll talk a little Jimbo Fisher, a little John Gruden, this, that, and the other.
Mm.
And have a lot of fun. Today we are going to head over to the Malmore Athletic Facility. We will hear from Ryan Grubb. Rumors, Mason, are that Ty Simpson will be made available. So we can all ignore the other players. Ty Simpson scrum can be like, resembling the Arch Manning scrum. Everybody pushed up on each other, and I'll have my elbows out. I'll put spikes on my shoulder pads so nobody encroaches on my space. And we might talk to Ty Simpson. If it's not Ty Simpson, there will be other Alabama offensive stars, future stars, made available to us today. So you can check that out on the Bama Central YouTube channel. With all that, Mason Woods, good morning. How we doing?
I'm doing great, and I was doing really, really good until I saw this. I don't even know how to categorize. This is absolutely preposterous. Is Texas the new Alabama?
Hook 'em.
They haven't won anything. What does this mean? They have not won any. They have no trophies to show for. They have not won anything. Like, we are getting so far ahead of ourselves here, people. The Arch Manning hype train, it's insane. Texas is a good football team. They have not won Jack Sugar Honey Iced Tea. Steve Sarkisian has not won Jack Sugar Honey Iced Tea. They are nothing right now but a good football team. We have gone so far in front of ourselves with this. I hate Texas. I hate them now. Like, because of this, they've made me hate Texas. I'm rooting against Steve Sarkisian. I'm rooting against Arch Manning. I'm rooting against every player on that team now. I cannot stand it. The preseason hype it has reached such an abhorrent peak. This is stupid. I'm not going to say the person who wrote this because that's mean. It's for The Athletic, though. You're stupid. Ralph DeRusso, you are stupid for writing this. This is a dumb opinion.
Well, you can't be Alabama if
this
you're
is a dumb
going,
opinion. This is just insane.
They're opening the season at Ohio State, right?
And they're going to get beat.
And they're an underdog. Mm-hmm. And I think I saw yesterday ESPN is like the first time the number one team is opening the season as an underdog.
They're going to lose.
Julian Sain, baby.
I'm pretty sure they're going to lose that game. I feel pretty good about it.
Okay. Hook 'em.
They're going up to Ohio State. Zero chance.
Is that the first or the second game for them? Texas football.
I think it might be week one, isn't it?
Oh, that's Texas A&M. I don't need the Aggies. I need the Longhorns. Yeah, it is.
They're going to lose that game.
It's big noon kickoff. Yeah,
they're losing that game. The Texas football starts the season 0-1. Your new Alabama starts the season 0-1.
11 a.m. They get
this team with an empty trophy case. The only trophy dating back to 1912. It's the new Alabama, sure. It's ridiculous. This is insane. I'm angry. I'm starting my morning angry now.
I love it. Fire him up. Spice him up.
Ralph
Russo.
What are we doing, Ralph?
Haven't won anything. Okay, skim it real quick. Because how does he frame it as the new Alabama? Because it's not the dynasty win. It's not the winning. Is it just the overloaded talent? The talent at every position? They're just dripping with five-star this and five-star that? Or is he stretching?
The off-season remodeling of Texas football has mostly focused on the installation of a famous new starting quarterback for the Longhorns.
Yeah.
But it has also included a stylish makeover of their headquarters.
That is nothing. That means nothing to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so you remodeled
you know
the locker
who else
room.
Did that this year? Every other team in the top 25.
They remodeled the locker room. They remodeled.
Open concept. Modern and sleek. The updated. This is just an ad for Texas. Some Texas booster paid my man Ralph to write this. Who's the contractor? You know, what building company did this construction?
Well, Ralph is writing this for further access in Austin.
It's insane.
Ralph is writing it so that he stays plugged in Austin. So Steve Sarkisian is like, man, you wrote that
good program
article.
Builders is a part of a partnership with Range Rover Sport. We need to look into this.
Yeah, Range Rover is hooking them up with a little NIL deal.
I have to imagine there's something there.
Okay.
Well, this is it's just ridiculous.
Hook 'em.
It's insane. There is zero basis to claim that they are the new anything because they haven't done anything.
No, as much as I do have the affinity, the last thing that Texas did that was really solid was with Vince Young.
Yeah.
I mean, they were in the playoffs.
What, they won that Sugar Bowl that one time?
They've been in the playoffs.
We're
the
back.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're not. Not yet. You beat Georgia, and all the Georgia people are like, we didn't want to be there.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
It's just, oh, man, it's ridiculous. It is insane.
Is this just your diversion to not want to talk about Ty Simpson?
I mean, I certainly don't really want to, but that really just got me mad. Like, it's just, we've got,
I hate. I'm so over the hype. I hate it. I get so sick of it. You got to show me something before I believe anything.
19 more days of hype, Mason, for everybody. 19 more. Do you want to just spend all the hype to Dylan Lonergan then for the 19 more days?
I mean, honestly, I saw that. That was more exciting to me than seeing that Ty Simpson was named the starter.
You're gonna have Ty Simpson, Dylan Lonergan, and Eli Holstein all as starters.
Eli Holstein's gonna tear it up this year, I think.
All three of them will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's the okay? All three of them. Are we getting
what's your definition of tearing
four,
it up?
4, 8, 12. Are we getting to 11,000 passing yards for all combined for the three of them?
No.
Come on.
I don't think so.
I just need 3,500 apiece, right?
Yeah, I don't think we're getting that.
369.
Ty will give you about 32. Dylan Lonergan are going to get you about 29, 3,000. Eli Holstein about the same.
They're all going over 4,000. How many touchdowns are we getting between the four? Are we getting 40?
Ty's going to give you about
40, 80, 120, 120 total touchdowns.
Ty give you about 17.
No.
18.
No.
He'll give you about, 25? What well, Milrow get us?
What Milrow I'm looking up right year? Now. Milrow's stats, because it's got to be more than that, right? Milrow passed for, I don't want to say that number. 11 passing touchdowns.
Let's hear the yardage.
11 passing touchdowns.
How many yards?
2,800. 2,844.
Ty will not pass.
Oh, no, that's
that
interceptions.
Much.
That's interceptions. That can't be right. Yeah. 16 passing touchdowns.
Ty will get you 20.
16 passing touchdowns, 2,844, and then obviously rushing, you got to throw in another 20 touchdowns. So 36 was Jalen's number.
I don't think Ty's touching that.
36?
Yeah.
We're going to get 28.
I give you 25.
28 and 5 rushing touchdowns.
I give you 25 with 5 on the ground, maybe.
Let's see. Let's see. What,
25 passing, 5, so 30 total.
Let me see what
but I don't feel good about 25.
Let me see.
He's not throwing more than one touchdown a game.
AJ threw 28 in his last year. He threw 30 his junior year, and he ended up adding 3 total rushing touchdowns his entire career.
Mm-hmm.
But that was 2011. We're slinging the ball. That was 2012.
Are we slinging the ball though?
2013. What about Jake Coker? Jake Coker
is he going to be slinging the ball? Because that's what I'm not sure. That's what I'm not sure about.
Jake Coker ended up with 21 passing touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and also had two more touchdowns. So that's what 23 total. And people calling him the new Mac Jones. Mac Jones in 2020. I mean, that's a nuts stat line.
Yeah, that's one. That one's a bit unfair.
Mac Jones in 2020, college stats right there. He had 41 touchdowns, mm-hmm. 4 interceptions, and he cashed in 1 rushing touchdown. So 42 total. So Jalen Miller, 36. Mac Jones, 42.
I think Ty slots in a third there with about 30.
That's fine. We're going to leave the rest of them to Daniel Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Jam Miller and Daniel Mountain.
Yep.
It'll be back to 2011 football when Eddie Lacy was just running over teams and AJ McCarron was dotting it up on 3rd and 7s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Woo! Murder ball. Joyless murder ball. I hear the joyless in you, but can I get the murder ball for you?
That just doesn't excite me. It just I don't get excited to watch that. It's nothing fun about that. It's just grinding, boring football.
As long as the defense is frustrating the ever-loving mess out of them because they're turning the football over, stopping the run, they're getting sacks.
I don't know. I don't think that wins today. I don't think that's winning you a championship today.
The Alabama Anaconda is back.
You need
choking teams out.
We'll see.
Put you in the choke. You used to love that. Nick Saban would get you that 10-3 first half. And then you think, man, it's not going so well. And then you'd look up at the end of it, and it's 31-10. And it's that Alabama Anaconda has just choked you out.
Sure.
No.
Just doesn't do it for me, man. I want some excitement. You want some fireworks, 50, you know?
55-45?
That'd be better, yeah.
Oh.
Because at the end of the day, all that matters is the win.
True.
Does not matter even a little bit how much you win by. No one looks at that.
One of my favorite games ever was the AJ McCarron out at Texas A&M after Texas A&M had beaten Alabama. And it was like, it ended up being nutso. And Nick Saban was shaking Kevin Sumlin's hand and go, man, you just took years off my life. And I'm like, me too, coach. That was, I mean, excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Thrilling.
Yeah. I don't believe that, you know, that 10-year-old version of football is winning you a championship today. I think you have to have some of that, some of those fireworks. You just got to. You need it. When you do need it, you better hope you have it. Because times are going to come when you need it. You're gonna get stuck in a third and long. You're gonna get stuck in a situation where, oh my God, we need to go score in three or four plays, and dink and dunk 3-4 yards down the field. Let me hand the ball off to Jim Miller. That's not gonna get you there.
Well, that's why you have Ryan Williams. That's why you have.
But he's not gonna throw him the ball. Everything we heard from this weekend says that no, he's not.
What? Yeah. What? Okay. Do you think that we were just getting propagandized on Saturday, or do you think that they were? Because he did say. They took advantage of the explosive opportunities that were there. Now, we focused in on the zero interceptions, and we focused in on the 65% completion percentage that are nice, good numbers, good positive numbers. But he also said, oh my gosh, I got to scroll all the way down because we've written so many Ty Simpson articles. Where is our, what Kalen DeBoer said? Yeah, perfect. Control F explosive, so we can say, the last practice, finding a way to get explosives. There we go. The progress is something you'd hope for. And they're right there. Explosive opportunities. They got the ball there. They delivered the ball. Timing. I feel like very few times we're in a spot where we're not throwing on time, not confident where we should deliver the ball. From a timeline standpoint, because I know that's what you want. Coach, you lied. Just kidding. because I know that's what you want. I feel like we are getting closer. I would have said before camp that we definitely got to make a decision by the time we get done with the second scrimmage. I would anticipate for sure that being the case. So you didn't lie, Coach. You just gave yourself 5 extra days and you didn't take them. I would anticipate that for sure being the case. We'll see kind of how the next few days go. Okay, great. They came back on Sunday and had some practices. And I thought, I'm guessing after that Sunday practice, they're like, yeah, we don't need to carry this 5 more days. But it's 2 good showings, I think, especially by Austin and Ty again today. I think Keelan making the progress we'd hope for. You can see what his ceiling is going to be. It's just a matter of reps. But explosive twice in this this comment.
Yeah.
Taking advantage of the explosives that are there.
He didn't mention specifically who took advantage of those.
Well,
you know, there's 2 other quarterbacks also, but
you got.
I'm glad that somebody was taking advantage of them.
You got to assume that Ty's taking a few of them.
Do you?
I do.
Do you have to assume that?
I assume
that. I don't know that you have to assume that because I don't think anything we've ever heard or been shown from Ty Simpson tells us that he is that type of quarterback.
I mean, we're basing this off 1 Austin Mack throw down the sidelines.
Yeah. It's a great throw, though.
It was sexy.
Better than anything I've ever seen Ty do. And that's, you know, unfair, but better than anything I've ever seen him do in a game.
He's been playing against Western Kentucky and a monsoon version of USF. He saved Alabama's bacon against USF. Tyler Buckner was letting the team drown. The team was
I think the coaching drowning. Staff saved you in that one. I think that was what's Alex Gresh not really quite meeting Coach Saban's standard.
Yeah. But he did save Alabama's bacon in that game.
I guess. I hope Ty proves me wrong. I mean, I've said it for weeks. I will say it again. I hope that I am sitting here on August 31st or with September 1st. Saying, man, Ty Simpson just threw for 350 yards and 4 touchdowns. Looks like a Heisman candidate week 1. I'm an idiot.
You got to take that Monday off from Home Depot. Oh, it's Labor Day, isn't it? That's Labor Day.
Yeah, we'll probably have it off anyway.
There you go.
But yeah, I hope that happens. I do.
I'll just sit back and watch you and Theo fight.
I hope it happens. You know, I hope that I'm wrong. I just, dating back to him, his time as a recruit, we have never been sold on him being this dynamic, elite, push the ball downfield quarterback. It was always, well, he's pretty safe. He's got decent mobility. He can run a little bit. And that's just not what I think is winning you games now.
Well, Tua was a slant monster. Hitting the ride outs
that's
five yards away.
I'll give you that. I mean, you know, he had some ability to push the ball.
Yes. But he hit the ride outs from, you
and
know,
he took some shots.
That's true.
He didn't play the
patting.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I think that you just have to have a little bit of that, and I don't know that Ty does.
I just rather play on schedule.
I don't think that, but that's not going to win you a championship, because there are times where that's not going to work. You're going to get pushed off of schedule. There are teams that are going to make plays against you and knock you off your schedule. And if all you can do is say, here's the exact parameters of what I need to do. I need 4 yards on this down. I need 3 yards on this down. And then I need to hand off to this guy for 2 yards for a first down. Like, that's not going to win you a national championship, because here comes Georgia with a five defense loaded full of five stars, and they're coming to jack you the F up, and they're going to mess everything. Like, you have to have a little bit of that juice. And Ty's, I've never seen it. We've never been told that he has it.
Well, that math you just did puts us at 4th and 1. That's not on schedule.
Yeah. I mean, you watched him as a recruit. We didn't see it there. Playing against kids that are literally accountants now.
He was playing. Yes, he showed playmaking ability as a recruit.
Go watch that huddle tape again.
Let's pull it up.
It's like, okay,
Ty Simpson.
It's a lot of running.
Huddle. All right, I got to take my glasses off so I can.
And you know, we've talked about level of competition. He is playing against kids that are interns at one of the big five accounting firms right now.
State champions. Oh, senior year. Okay, senior year. The whole senior year tape is what? From December 5th, 2021, after the huddle ad loads. Is it going to be 30 seconds or is it going to be 10 minutes of highlights? Let's see. Well, it's definitely closer to 10. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on, dang it. Oh, bam. It is. It's 14 minutes of highlights.
That means nothing.
It's 14 minutes of highlights.
It's 14 minutes of him running around in the backfield for 12 seconds, and then he maybe completes the ball downfield, or he jukes a kid out. That is an accountant right now, and he runs for 15 yards.
Well, the first one, he is scrambling in the pocket. He avoids two players, and then bam, that's 32 yards right to the back of the end zone. Okay, here we go. Look, this man is—he's going to be a playmaker this year, Mason. You're going to fall in love with him. All right,
I don't think that's going to happen.
We get off schedule. We're now juking two defensive linemen, and holy shoot, he's going all the way to the back, and then finds the running back out of the backfield. Oh wow, this is going to be an 80-yard touchdown. He's a playmaker. Just because he couldn't overcome Jalen Milroe, everybody hates on him. Is this one?
That's
on time?
Pretty damning. That is pretty damning. Like, we gloss over that. That's pretty damning evidence against you.
This is three plays in a row of not playing on schedule, and then two defensive ends should have had him right there. Spin out, roll out, bomb. Now, your greatest argument is the fact that I think they're playing in like 2A.
He is playing terrible high school football in a state that already has bad high school football. It's true. He's playing very low-level football in a state that already has bad high school football.
Quarterback read option, straight up the middle. That's a 60-yard run. You ain't touching old Ty Simpson.
The kid that he juked out is married with three kids right now. He's working at a desk job.
Dang, that he pushed the ball down the far side of the field, deep. We would be in love if Ty Simpson signed today, committed today, you'd be in love with him.
I would not. I wasn't in love with him when he signed, because I knew Tennessee, very low level high school football in the state of Tennessee. I'm not overly impressed by that.
I'll tell you what's low level is this camera work.
Some of it is bad. I don't know. You know, I mean, prove me wrong, please.
We're out of empty.
Please make me look dumb.
Out of empty. We got a pump fake
in the limited opportunities he has had against actual good competition when he's been here. Never impressed me. And you did some pretty good stuff against, again, kids who are none of which are playing college or professional football now.
Sling that thing, Ty.
All of which are likely already graduated from college and moved on to their desk jobs, their jobs as accountants, insurance agents, whatever it is. It's just.
All right. So here we go. Here's the question then. If we're feeling this way about Ty, is the talent around him enough to...
Yes. And that's what is so frustrating. It is... I said it before. Mac Jones with a faster 40.
Yeah, will Ty Simpson become your version of my Mac Jones?
Yes. He absolutely is.
Oh, gosh. And I've worn that tape. I've worn that opinion for many years. And a lot in the Alabama fan base do not like me for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure a lot will not like me for my opinion on Ty Simpson. And it's just is what it is, man. You're going to get carried by a really good football team and you're not going to have to do a whole lot. I was talking to my friends about this last night, like talking about Mac Jones, and you know, one of them, well, Mac Jones did win the championship. Jalen Milroe would have won a championship with that team. Any quarterback on that roster was taking that team to a national championship. It's just, you know, I don't know.
Trent Seaborn would have won a national
sure. Yeah.
High school.
K-Dot Carruth would have won a national championship with that team.
Hey, man, six is down there somewhere. Oh, look, he's breaking wide open. No, but why is Tuff Borland guarding him? He's breaking wide open.
God. Oh, yes, it will be that again this year.
There's five now, LSU defenders on him, but I don't care. We're going to throw it way up over him.
Mind you, he's going to have a harder time replicating what Mac Jones did just because of the not COVID year. Like, that was such a weird time for college football. Everything was so strange. So, like, it's going to be harder to do exactly the Mac Jones thing. You know, he'll have to do more than Mac Jones did.
Yeah, but Ty's going to have to put his jersey through the washing machine
but
this year.
I hope that he makes me look dumb.
I don't think they'll wash either home or away Jones jersey.
Mac Jones wore the same jersey week one in the championship,
just with a new patch ironed on.
Yeah, they probably just velcroed it on. They didn't need to iron it, and it wasn't coming off. Yeah,
ripped off. I'm just excited for on time quarterback play again.
But I think you get that with the other two. the ability to stretch the ball and push it downfield and make these dynamic. I want the offense to look like Washington's offense when they went to the national championship. Well, I don't think that you get that with Ty Simpson.
The only times I'll tell you, and this is just a weird tangent, but the only times that I'm pushing the ball down the field on my little video game is when they're coming up on press man coverage.
You play the game like a 90-year-old man.
Press man coverage, we're going over the top on you.
Yeah, that's because you play the game like you were born in 1913.
Winning football. And so if my
that man, wins in a video game, that does not win in real life. We have seen it time and time and time and time again.
So if you
what happened to Arizona State last year? Tell me, Joe, what happened to Arizona State last year?
They won the Big 12, didn't they?
What happened with the playoff? They got freaking smoked.
Sam Levitt is still a good quarterback, still a dynamic quarterback.
If you want to win, but it doesn't win, you have to be. The extra.
This is the difference. Like, if you want to come play press man coverage on Ryan Williams, like, duh, we're going over the top on you. You come play press man on Jeremy Ryan.
I don't trust that Ty Simpson does that. I trust that Ty Simpson's going to say, I might throw an interception. Let me hit Cuevas for 8 yards.
But an interception 40 yards away is fine. Like, that's not the worst outcome.
But Ty Simpson doesn't think that way.
I bet he does.
I hope he does.
He's a hunter, baby.
I hope he does.
He's looking for the kill shot.
We'll see.
Read Theo Fernandez's piece today on BamaCentral.com.
It's very, very good.
He's looking for that kill shot.
Yeah, I will say, you know, if anything got me even the slightest bit excited about Ty Simpson, it was reading that.
And so the defense is going to be playing off because they're going to be terrified of Ryan Williams. They're going to be terrified of Jeremy Bernard and terrified of Isaiah Horton. And so, of course, it's going to be Cole Adams and Josh Cuevas. They're going to eat. They are going to feast. Cole Adams, what number is he wearing? 16, something like that. Oh, Cole Adams. This is going to be the most popular jersey in the frat house.
Please don't tell me he's wearing 18. Slade Bolden again.
No, come on. Roll Tide.
16 seems right.
7.
Oh. Who's sick? Yeah, is Bray wearing a team?
Bray's wearing 18.
That's why. Okay.
You're going to get Cole Adams set. Those 7 jerseys are going to be the most popular jersey in the frat house because he's going to have
75 catches
yes!
for 600 yards.
75 catches for what's 75 times 9? 75 times 8. 75 times 7 is probably about right. Don't say that number. 525. But you're going to be operating in 3rd and 2. And what are you going to do on 3rd and 2? Are you going to load the box for Jam Miller? We'll see you, Ryan Williams. We'll play 4th and 2 after taking a deep shot to Ryan Williams.
I hope so.
Ryan Grubb will. Ryan Grubb will say, take this deep shot, Ty, and we'll just go for it on fourth down.
I hope that that's what happens.
If you don't take this deep shot right here, we're pulling you right now.
I hope that that's what they tell him. I hope they tell him, hey, buddy, I want you to look like Michael Penix out there. That's what I. That's all I want. That's all I'm asking for. I just want that offense. That offense was the most fun offense I've seen in college football in a decade.
But Ryan Grubb and Kayla DeBoer, they've talked about it all summer long and all spring long about getting vertical, stretching the field, making the defenses defend every blade of grass. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, we're going down. Like,
I hope so.
We're going down the field with this
team. I hope so. Like I said, I want to be sitting here on September 1st saying, man, Ty just threw for 350 and four touchdowns.
Happen on September 1st.
Or whatever day it is.
Yeah, it won't happen on the first week because
better because that's how this works. Florida State, he has to do it week one, or else he's never going to do it.
Florida State, ULM, and Wisconsin are going to be terrified of getting the bombs dropped on them. So they're going to be playing off, right? The first 3 weeks, they're going to be playing off. They're going to say,
I'm writing them off if it doesn't happen week one.
We're going to make you do it, Ty. We're going to see if you can be consistent. We'll make you play death by a thousand
cuts. How about
cuts.
Instead of death by a thousand cuts, we just have Ty throw people open and make some really impressive elite throws over guys.
It's all a setup for the Georgia game. It's all a setup for the Georgia. Those first 3 weeks are all setting up Kirby Smart and Glenn Schumann. Oh, he hasn't taken very many deep shots this year. Let's go press him. Let's go challenge him. And then that first drive is going to be, Athens, dead silent. Ryan Williams over the top.
I want all of these things to happen. I have probably been a bit miscategorized a bit. I'm not excited that Ty Simpson's a starter. I probably won't be excited at any point this season that Ty Simpson's a starter.
You will be after that Georgia game because it'll all come to fruition.
I hope so.
The first 3 weeks are a setup.
I sincerely hope that he makes me eat my words that he turns out to be an electrifying, dynamic, elite quarterback that is worthy of being a Heisman finalist, unlike Mac Jones, and then goes on to the NFL and makes some team very happy. I hope that all happens.
Cleveland Browns, baby. Actually, they got Shadur, so they're set.
Perfect timing. Got the Nike ad. That can't go wrong for them. There's no way that'll backfire.
Yo, that was nuts. You're going to drop the Nike ad after a preseason performance. And it was good. It was an A-.
He
looked good.
He made some nice throws.
Yeah, it was an A-. It was an A preseason performance.
Great better than job. Cam Ward, I'll say that. I mean, Cam Ward didn't look bad. We'll get to that, but. It was better.
But you're going to drop a Nike ad after the first preseason game? Like, come on. What?
Yeah, it was wild.
Didn't they save that Nike ad for Rory for after he won? Like, you won a real major, buddy.
Yeah, they've just had that one in the tank waiting. I wonder is Adidas or Under Armour going to do one if he plays really bad? That'd be good.
No, but it's going to be a 3 week. It's going to be a 3 week setup for Georgia. Mm. And so you're going to have to get to parade your take for 3 weeks, and then they're going to go to Athens and they're going to dump
it. But, you know, if he was actually that elite dynamic quarterback, couldn't he just do it from week one?
But
why would he have, why do we have to trick Georgia? Why can't he just do it if he is that type of quarterback?
Well, they got some good players too now. Georgia.
Sure.
They got a real.
If Ty Simpson is this kind of quarterback, he can do this.
You're right. There's a little chess game at play. We're gonna take that Cole Adams that Rico Scott swing pass. Ryan, you're gonna have Ryan Williams, Isaiah Horton, and Rico Scott blocking on the edge, and Cole Adams is gonna get a screen pass, and it's gonna go boom.
It's disgusting.
60 yards down the
field.
That
just made me throw up my mouth.
All we've heard is Rico Scott is a mean son of a gun blocker.
And disrespectful to them as football players to make them do that.
Jeremy, mean blocker. Of course they are, but it's a setup. This is not a one-game situation. This is a can you get us to, isn't it Miami this year is the national championship?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Right. So you've got 12, 13, 14, 15 games, right? 16 games. You got 16 games to play this thing out, Ty, and it's going to be an all big chip. Oh, you thought I couldn't throw down the field. And now once I do throw down the field against Georgia, you're going to go right back to, like, your next few. You got, Vanderbilt the next week, right? Mm-hmm. Right. So Vanderbilt's not going to play press on Ryan Williams. They're going to sit back.
Well, I don't know. I think
They do have that one kid.
They have enough, like, I don't want to say, like, confident. I mean, it is confidence, but enough, like, attitude about them to where they might just do that.
Yeah, what's the corner who's going to play both ways is what they said. Martell Hite. Martell Hite is going to say, yeah, coach, let me take it.
I could very well see a member of that Vanderbilt team having that sort of attitude about themselves.
Well, if that's the case, then Ryan's just going to go for, like, 18 touchdowns.
I hope all of these things happen.
Well, I think we beat the Ty Simpson horse to death at the moment for Tuesday. We'll save some more for tomorrow after he talks to the media and says how much it means to him to be the Alabama.
I'm happy that he gets his chance.
How hard he's going to work.
I think that's been as much as I'm not overly excited about him being named the starter, as much as I'm not really a fan of his game per se, I'm very happy that he's getting his opportunity. He did it the right way. Waited around. You know,
that's the one part of the whole story that I don't give two rips about.
Yeah, just I don't care either personally, but it's a big part of it, and you know, whatever. I'm happy that he gets his opportunity.
You're seeing so many people: Ty Simpson, Cade Klubnik, the only 5 stars to stay around. And I'm like, I do not care about that one bit. Like,
you know who also doesn't care about that?
The NFL does not give a rip about that. Hey, get on the field, sir. Get on the field. Show us some tape. Show us some career progression.
Yep.
He's taking a bigger risk.
I mean, last 1 year starter that's done anything in the, I don't know. Anthony Richardson,
it
bad.
It wasn't
Mitch Trubisky. Was bad. I don't know of any. I'm sure there's other examples in there.
Joe Burrow started for a couple years at LSU.
He got two at LSU, yeah.
Yeah, get out there and put some.
Yeah, you got to get on the field.
Get some reps. So, no, that's the one aspect of the story that
it doesn't help our Ty Simpson to the NFL case very much.
Well, Keelan Russell to Texas Tech. Austin Mack to Texas
Tech. I'll cry.
Guns up.
You'll see me shed tears on this show.
They're going to be in those two fellas' ears.
It is. I saw, you know, this guy was getting like roasted for this all week.
Maybe they go after Gunnar Stockton after Georgia turns the things over to Jared Curtis, true freshman Jared Curtis. That's what we need to hope for. Gunnar Stockton to Texas Tech.
Gunnar Stockton, Keelan Russell, Austin Mack.
What is his name? Connor Puglisi? Is it Connor?
Ryan
Puglisi. Yeah, yeah. We need to hope that that Puglisi kid was supposed to be good.
Sure. Oh man,
because that money is coming to some.
Yeah, are they gonna complete that? What was the tweet that I saw this weekend? It was there's a real chance Texas Tech could be 4-0, getting into BYU in week 5 as the top 5 team in the country or something like that. And everybody was like, "Are you insane?" I don't know what their schedule looks like, but I mean, are they going to be that good this year? I know they sent the money. Don't get me wrong;
they'll be better,
but I don't think I don't think it's all coming together this year for the Red Raiders. It's not overnight. It still takes time, even if you're throwing all the money at it.
Okay, so they've got. I don't want your future schedule.
Love
I want
this
2025. Pine Bluff, Kent State, Oregon State at Utah. That's your first 4.
AP voters sleeping on Texas Tech, and that's just fine. Where do you reckon this comes from? This is at RecumRed.com.
Oh, okay, yeah. Guns up. And then they got at Houston, Kansas, at Arizona State, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, and then BYU on November 8th.
They're going to have a good team, but
they're going to miss the Big 12 championship.
Did you see that? Who was it?
They'll miss the Big 12 championship game by a game and a half.
Is it Oregon State and somebody?
Washington State.
They're playing each other twice next year.
Love it.
It's amazing.
We only have 2 teams in the conference. Well, you buddies are playing twice.
That's awesome. I love that so much. I hope that they split the series, too. It would be even better.
Greg Sankey, what can we do? What can we do about Korea? We'll go to a 9th game, Greg. We'll go to 9 SEC games, and every team will play their true rival in the first and last game.
That'd be amazing. Yes. I can grab my charger.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. In the first and last game of the of the SEC. Can you imagine a double Iron Bowl year? You get them at home one in the first, you get them on the road in the last, and then vice versa the next year. You just go back and forth each year. That would be hell. It's already pretty wild to get them once a year. If you had them twice a year, like
you're creating a bit of rivalry between Washington State and Oregon State. Whether there was there one before or not, you are creating a very bitter rivalry.
Yeah, look, what would you name it?
Your computer came back on fast. Your stuff came back on fast.
Yeah, what do you name the rivalry? I feel like they got to come up with a good, like, weird name for it because it's such an oddball pairing.
The only Pac-12 game ever. the last showdown. The last Pac-12 showdown.
Oh man, yeah, that's fun. I
two
like that.
Teams enter, one team leaves. What they ought to do is play them on the same day, back to back. We playing at 11 a.m. and we're playing at 8 p.m.
They need to just make a 7-game series.
Yes. Have the teams get real familiar with each other's cities, yeah. Have fan bases.
Like in theory, if you're coaching for that, I would like. I'd get my other quarterbacks very comfortable with starting, and then game three, I'm throwing a new quarterback out there.
Oh, yeah.
Game five, new quarterback. Game seven, new quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No tape on.
You have no idea what's coming.
No tape on Billy quarterback.
Yeah, everybody. We're playing positionless football. Everybody, you better get familiar. Tight ends, you're playing receiver. Receivers, you're playing cornerbacks. Safeties, you're playing running back.
Back and forth, vice versa. Yeah.
Nobody has any idea what's going on.
All right, so there's your Ty Simpson stuff with a little banter about our rivalries. Let's tell you about the Northport Lions Club Health Fair that's happening on August 23rd. Oh, let's not play that intro anymore. On August 23rd, we'll come back. We'll talk about Dylan Lonergan. We will hit Hugh Freeze. Are your replacements already lining up to take your job? And then we'll get your Cam Ward update right here on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central.
Northport Lions Club and St. Mark Church present a free health fair in honor of Dr. Norman and Gene Carlson Saturday, August 23rd, 8:30 till noon. That'll be in the St. Mark Family Life Center. Northport citizens can get free eye, hearing, and blood pressure screening. Diabetes testing, and more. Now, the first 100 people get a free biscuit and free Domino's pizza slices will be served at 11, along with free snow cones and drinks from Buffalo Rock. Sponsors include Alabama Lions Psych, Ascent Audiology, DCEH Regional Medical Center, West Alabama Food Bank, Special Olympics, Northport Police Department, U of A Institute for Rural Health, the Alabama Department of Public Health, and others. A Northport Fire Department truck will be on site, and there will be lots of fun kids' activities. The Northport Lions St. Mark Health Fair. See you Saturday, August 23rd.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops. Just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
And we hope we do see you on Saturday, August 23rd. I'll be out there making sure that you get all the things that you need taken care of for our free health clinic right there at St. Mark's Church, right here off of McFarland Boulevard, across from the Northport Chick-fil-A and the Northport Walmart Neighborhood Market. So real easy to get to. We'll see you Saturday, August 23rd. That's a couple weeks away for the Northport Lions Club Health Clinic. Let's get into Dylan Lonergan because that was the other Alabama quarterback news. And look, whether he's at Boston College or he's Eli Holstein at Pittsburgh, he's always going to be an Alabama quarterback. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, roll. That's what it's going to be the whole year.
I will not be buying a t-shirt that says that.
We need to make one right now. We should have made one 3 weeks ago.
You think that one's allowed? Are they going to come at us for that one?
If you do it in big block letters, like not the same font.
Yeah.
You could do it.
I mean, they don't own the words roll and roll, you know.
Yeah, or tie.
Yeah, they just have roll tied.
It could be just misspelled.
Sure.
Roll T-Y-E. Oh, we didn't spell it right. Darn. But Dylan Lonergan gets named the new starting quarterback at Boston College.
Over someone that started games last year.
That's because Dylan's going to be a real good quarterback. You know what else he's going to be? He's going to be a real good quarterback. But he's also going to do exactly what Bill O'Brien wants.
I think that's the biggest thing, is Bill O'Brien is probably absolutely in love with him.
Bill O'Brien has his brain connected to a keyboard, and he's typing it, and you have AI quarterback Dylan Lonergan going 1 to 2 to 3.
Oh. Yeah, they're like Neuralink together.
Yes, yes. Yeah, he got the Elon Musk treatment, yeah. And they're both, all right, they're sending signals from mm-hmm. their brains. You see the coverage, Dylan? It's cover 3. You know what to do.
You know exactly what that means.
you see the blitz to your right? We're not going to get Anthony Richardson here. You see the free blitzer? You're responsible for him. You need to get the ball out ASAP.
Yeah. I think he's going to do good. I mean, I think, you know, Boston College continues to impress me in, you know, ways I wasn't necessarily expecting them to. Like, they were a solid team last year, obviously. Not quite the finish you maybe wanted, but a solid team nonetheless. I think they're going to be a little bit better this year. They got a bit of a tough schedule.
Which upset are they pulling? Because they got some hooey teams mm-hmm. on here. Fordham, they're playing Cal. Yeah. They've got UConn. So they've got a couple hooey teams, Syracuse as well. But you also have several good teams, and they're going to get one of them. Mm-hmm. They're going to get Clemson.
I think they will get one
at Louisville. Notre Dame or SMU. So four, you know, teams that think that there are college football playoff teams. Well, maybe not Louisville, but three teams, Clemson, Notre Dame, and SMU, all think that they are college football playoff teams. Which team are they beating?
I think of those three, I'd probably go with SMU because they're probably the weakest of the three. And that's not really anything.
They get all three at home in Boston College.
Love that. You know, I think just – physically, Notre Dame probably is going to be a little too much for him, especially with Jeremiah Love back there. Clemson.
If he's still healthy by November 1st.
That's fair, I guess. Clemson, you know, one of the, I think, oldest teams in college football. Just a lot of experience across the board there.
Probably going to win that football team, too. The loyalty of Cade Klubnik. Yeah. He's going to be the greatest. Look, if he is halfway decent, they're going to give him the Heisman.
But I feel good about this year's Boston College team. I think they're going to be good. Everything I've seen, you know, they did a pretty good job recruiting, brought in a massive recruiting class, and then are doing it again this year. Yeah, I think they'll be a little better. What did they finish last year?
They won a bowl game.
They won a bowl game. So what did they finish? 7-6?
Was it 7-6? It was not 8-5. It was, come on, go. It was, yeah, 7-6.
Okay. I think they could probably get 8 wins this year, maybe 9.
They lost a bowl game.
They did lose.
They lost to Nebraska. Yeah, Nebraska broke their streak. They lost the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl.
That's right.
20-15.
I think they could get to 8-9 wins this year.
But they beat the Pitt Panthers.
They're going to do it again.
Dylan Lonergan versus Eli Holstein, the quarterback battle.
The Bama backup bowl.
Right. And they were in the same recruiting class.
Yeah.
Same recruiting class. They came to Bama and they were all sitting there waiting their turn behind Jalen Milroe and thought, well, we're getting out of here. That's going to be the October 4th. So that's going to be a great day. You get Alabama Vanderbilt and you get Boston College at Pitt. Eli Holstein versus Dylan Lonergan. Ooh.
That'll be fun.
That will be fun. Are you taking Holstein or Lonergan?
I think I like what Holstein can do more as a quarterback. I think he's got a little bit more of the attitude that I like, of just the effort. You know, I'm going to get it to my guy. I know I can. Dylan Lonergan plays a little bit too by the book on schedule for my taste. But I do like this Boston College team, so I'm probably going to ride with Boston College.
Structure.
I hate structure.
As from a quarterback, you need it.
Nah, structure's overrated.
You only need to dip into the artistry if you have to have it. If, oh, shoot, didn't see that blitz coming.
Yeah, but you better hope you have it.
Oh, man.
And if you spend all your time inside structure and never flex that muscle, I don't know.
That's true. That is fair. So Dylan Lonergan gets named starter. And so, yeah, congratulations to you. We'll see what your replacement or the guy you were replacing does against Alabama on August 30th. What else do we have? Oh, yes. Two coaches have been talking about wanting to get back into coaching. John Gruden said, what did he say? I would kill or I would die.
He won his appeal this week, or is his something with the Nevada district. I don't know what it was. Vaguely looked into it.
Yeah, he won his discovery case. Basically, that case is going to I think the NFL wanted to settle with him, and he said, no, I want all this out in the open.
I mean, what he said in the emails was objectively wrong. You can't say some of those things. Do I also think that the NFL went out of their way to ensure that that information got out so that they had a reason to fire him?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes, for sure. He said his quote was, I would die to coach in the SEC.
I think that's what it was, yeah. Because he coached at Tennessee previously. He was an assistant, right?
Yeah, like a grad assistant.
Yeah,
like
he was there with he was there with Fulmer, wasn't he? In like late 90s.
I think it was about that time. He was young. Let's see. His timeline was Tennessee 86 to 87. Oh, okay. So right before Fulmer, unless Fulmer came earlier than that. I think Fulmer was 93-4-5. The Southeast Missouri State, Pacific, and then basically San Francisco 49ers, yeah. Pittsburgh Panthers, and then all NFL. Green Bay, Eagles, Raiders, Buccaneers, Raiders, Saints.
There's a lot worse coaches out there, I'll say that. The guy won a Super Bowl.
You've got John Gruden and you've got Jimbo Fisher both talking about getting into coaching.
Jimbo, I'm admittedly less concerned about.
Are those names big enough for Auburn to fire Hugh Freeze over?
I think one of them is. I think they would hire John Gruden.
Yes, I do too.
I think they'd hire him very fast because I think he'd say a lot of things that they love. It'd be we're going to build men. We're going to build. He's real leader of men type. They would love him on the plane.
He would embrace the Iron Bowl too.
Oh, yeah.
We don't care about that team across the state. It would be his.
We
don't care about those West Coast boys from Washington.
I don't know exactly how much or how well he would translate to the youth of today, to the 16, 17 year olds. But I think I'm leaning towards that he would be a damn good recruiter.
Yeah.
Because he's just electric. The guy, it's just the personality. The guy you like to be around. You can tell when he talks about it, when he does any kind of media, when he does his YouTube channel. Like, when he talks about football, he just loves football so, so much. Yeah, that would, that's a hire that would terrify me. As a Tuscaloosa resident, I would not be very happy to see John Gruden residing on the opposite side of the state.
That would jack up the family right there. The family would be so excited.
He would do very well. Mm. And that'd be a perfect fit for him, I think. Somewhere like Auburn, where a little bit weird, a little culty, you know, just like a touch.
Oh, gosh.
It'd be perfect.
Nightmare. What about Jimbo?
I mean, he's got UAB written all over him. Stinks like the Blazers. Gotta happen. The prince that was promised. Some nefarious things getting their fingers interworked and maybe not allowing him to be coaching at UAB however long ago now. And I would imagine they'll be looking for a coach once again after this year. Could be Jimbo. I think that would be perfect for Jimbo. I don't think Jimbo has any need to return to the Power Five whatsoever. I think he showed us that he's past his time of coaching in the Power Five. I think he would be perfect for UAB, though.
So you could have Jimbo Fisher, Kalen DeBoer, and John Gruden as three coaches in the state of Alabama, all recruiting against each other.
I think I would weirdly root for Jimbo at UAB. I don't really know why. I never rooted for him at Texas A&M.
No,
but I would be rooting for him at UAB.
Well, UAB is always kind of that type that I'm like, well, I hope they do well.
Yeah. I would just kind of like to see. I like to see them do well. It's fun. I know that folks around here don't necessarily love the Blazers.
That'd be interesting to have coaching turnover and have those three replacements. Now, no turnover here, but
sure. And the likelihood of that happening is probably not very high, but it is certainly
not zero.
It's not zero.
All right, Mason, would wrap us up with a Cam Ward report. What did it look like on Friday? Because I just saw the box score.
I thought it looked good. Led the team on a touchdown drive. That's really all you can ask for. And he only played, I think, two or three drives. The first one, a little three and out, didn't do much. Second one, completed a few passes. The connection with him and Calvin Ridley is very obvious. I think that's going to be a big time connection throughout the season. I think they are, you know, in sync with one another. He was targeting him a lot on his throws, and you know, I think he finished in what, six? I think he finished like 6 of 8 for 60 some odd yards or something.
Fake news, Mason Woods. 5 of 8.
Ah, dang.
5 of 8 for 67 yards. Didn't take a sack.
Yep. Offensive line looks good. I'll say that. Now, you know, mind you, it's against, I don't think the Bucs had many of their starters out there, if any at all, but the offensive line looked good for the first time, and I couldn't tell you how long as a Titans fan. J.C. Latham back to his natural position at right tackle, which I like. He looked more comfortable there. He, you know, just seems like that's where he needs to be. Yeah, I mean, Cam Ward looked good. He was getting the ball out. He didn't, you know, there was one play where he definitely got tricked by somebody lurking and almost threw an interception. He got bailed out because the guy dropped it. But the very next play came back, hit Calvin Ridley across the middle dot for about 12 yards or so. So I think he looked good. There was nothing I was upset about. I was encouraged by his performance.
Calvin Ridley, 3 receptions, 50 yards on 3 targets. Had a longest play was 27 yards. So do I need to be looking for Calvin Ridley in my fantasy draft?
I will be. Yeah. I will be.
The sneaky wide receiver one that nobody's thinking about?
Yeah, I think he's going to get a lion's share of the targets there.
All right. Well, tighten up.
Very upset that Tyjae Spears went down with a high ankle sprain. That sucks. That was a guy I was very excited about potentially joining my fantasy team this year because I think thought he was going to have a big year. Now he's going to be out probably for a few weeks. So Tony Pollard time, which Tony Pollard was great last year. I'm fine with that. But, you know, he's older. Tyjae Spears, you drafted him 2 years ago, hasn't really been able to do much since because he's been hurt. Was hoping he'd finally be able to break out a bit this year. Oh, well.
Our man Joe Wood wrestled this past Saturday at New Era Wrestling and said, "Hey, man, you want me to come back on? Talk some fantasy football." I said, "We definitely do here very soon. It's draft season.
My draft is this weekend."
Oh, so you need him now.
I mean, you know, if we can get him on. I think we've got it. We're going no electronics allowed for the first 4 rounds. You can bring handwritten notes if you want.
Oh,
that after round 4, that's when you can use your phone and you can start looking up players and things.
So are y'all hanging out together?
Yeah, we were
putting it
the
on
the loser
whiteboard?
Of the league, the last place finish is hosting the draft party. That's our punishment, basically.
That's a great punishment.
Yeah, you have to host the party. You have to pay for, you know, beer and food and everything. So, you know,
that's a great punishment.
I think it works out pretty well.
Yes, I applaud that. You see people that have the most ridiculous punishments. I think that's a great one.
Yeah, we spitballed some things, you know, and never really stuck.
They're all humiliating.
Yeah.
And it's like, you should have a little bit of, "Oh, darn, I don't want to do this again." But it shouldn't be like, "Yeah, a tattooed loser on my face."
Yeah. So yeah, our loser just has to host a draft party.
Are y'all going to be keeping up with it on a whiteboard? Like,
yes.
Who picked who?
Yeah, yeah. Our commissioner, he sent me a picture of it. It's a giant whiteboard that he bought.
Do y'all have the felt tags made?
He's got a bunch of handouts that he's going to be giving us. He said, okay. He's very prepared.
All right. I'm sending this segment to my fantasy football league because we're not prepared. We're not prepared.
I'm looking forward
to
it. I'm excited. I locked in my keepers this past weekend.
Oh, that deadline for me is next week.
Yeah.
Am I keeping Baker Mayfield or not? That's my question. The risk that you're going to play on not keeping a quarterback.
I kept Jaden Daniels.
Could be deadly.
Yeah.
It could be deadly.
I had a tough call to make between Jerry Jeudy and Jameson Williams and Devontae Smith. Ended up rolling with Jerry Jeudy.
Okay.
I hope I don't regret it.
Jeudy.
Had a big back half of the season. You know, I think he's basically the only competent target in that Browns offense. And, you know, I'm like 99% sure that Joe Flacco is the starter there. And I think Joe Flacco will like Jerry Jeudy very much.
Did you see that smile on his face?
He looked so happy.
He was like, yeah. Everybody else has been hating on my rookie, but that's my guy.
Yeah, he looked very happy.
All right, we're going to add it here for the day. Mason, what will we hear from Ryan Grubb today? We are at least guaranteed to hear from Ryan Grubb. We are, I think, 25% chance that we will get Ty Simpson. We will get a couple of Alabama offensive players. Last week, the last time we had offensive players, we heard from Jeremy Bernard and from Parker Brailsford. So those two guys are out, and you're not going to hear from Caden Proctor because he was at SEC Media Day. So those three are out. 25% chance of Ty Simpson. Actually, 80, I'm going to say 80% chance of Jam Miller.
Yeah. Yeah, because Jam is a good coach speak of, yeah, just,
Everybody yes. did great. We all had a great day. Everything's going well.
Uh-huh. Big time. So I bet you Jam is one of them. We're going to get max of four, but a minimum of two, max of four. Jam is one of them.
Jaden Roberts?
No.
Geno?
Zero chance for Jaden.
Maybe Geno?
Geno, maybe. Yeah. Geno, maybe.
Maybe Wilkin?
Wilkin, maybe. Yeah, for sure. I think Ryan has got a good shot. Oh, yeah. We got Ryan. A good shot. If you give us Ty Simpson and Ryan on the same day, nuts.
Yeah, that'd be pretty crazy.
Nuts. Cuevas, Josh Cuevas. That's my pick. Jam, Josh Cuevas, and either Ryan or Ty Simpson.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good. That feels good. That feels like Hollywood a little bit. And I'm leaning like 80-20 Ryan Williams over Ty Simpson.
Yeah. So we will find out here in just a little bit. Stay tuned to the Bama Central YouTube channel. We're going to have all those press conferences right there available to you. And we're going to have all kinds of written work right there on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's edition of the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. Keep up with Joe on all his social media pages at JoeGaither6. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and be sure to read us daily at BamaCentral.com.